So schus to speak to you, Taira Bachrim, Bachrim, that the great majority of you are learning Bahasmada, have Yiras Shemayim, have good Midas, as I always hear from all directions and all kinds of occasions. I want to thank the Menahel of Rav Shomblum Shalita for giving me the schus, the privilege to speak to this Eidah Kedaisha. In the advent of the new year, the season of tshuva, I would like to share with you some thoughts and perhaps some remarkable ramazim pertaining to the Zmanei Tshuva, which we are already in, and the more intensive Zmanei Tshuva, which are approaching. On Parshas Kisavai, the Parsha with 98 klolos to those who don't keep the Torah, the Gemara says, why do we read Parshas Kisavai before Rosh Hashanah? Because Tichle Shana Bekila Leisera, the year should end with its klolos, and we're finished with the klolos, we're finished with the old year. Tachel Shana Ubirchaisera, may the new year start with its brachas. We're looking forward, B'yezer Hashem, for a year of brachas. Parshas Kisavai identifies itself with the outgoing year. Nitzavim, the Shabbos right before Rosh Hashanah. Atem Nitzavim Ayam Kulchem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem, where you already have the Avtachas of Bias HaMashiach, the Brachas of the New Year. The Gemara says that Tzadikim on Rosh Hashanah, the very day of Rosh Hashanah, are immediately inscribed in the Sefer HaChayim. Tzadikim Nechtavim v'nechtamim liyalta b'sefer HaChayim. The Beinonim, who did tshuva, because after all, even Rosh Hashanah comes up after a period of 30 days of Elul, a zman of tshuva, the Beinonim who did tshuva. But their Beinonim, they still have to improve on their tshuva. We wait until Yom Kippur and see how the tshuva is. And then the chasima, the gemara chasima, is on Yom Kippur. Like we say in the davening of Rosh Hashanah, b'yom Rosh Hashanah yikaseivin, u'v'yom tzem kippur yeichaseimun. However, we're not finished. The Sfarim bring down from the Zayar that there is an additional period of waiting for some who already did tshuva, but the tshuva is not adequate enough. Let's wait until Shemini Atzeres. And that's why we daven so much on Hoshana Rabba, because this chasima starts on Hoshana Rabba and ends on Shemini Atzeres. In the later years, the Yeri HaKadosh was megala to us that there's even a longer period of waiting for those who did tshuva, but they still have to polish up on their tshuva. And that's the last day of Chanukah, which we call Zeis Chanukah, the last day of Chanukah. Zeis Yichu Paravan Yankev. We hope that by Zeis Chanukah everybody has his kapara and his chaisam for the Kayin Gadol, his Pach Hashem, and should be sealed by the Kayin Gadol, which is the Rabbanu Shleilam, for Ashnas Chayim Ubrach. So, these four periods of tshuva, we can find a remez to that in the sedras which we lain in that period. The psukim. For most people, Rosh Hashanah isn't enough. They had the entire Chodesh Elul, but they're beinanim. And like the Gemara says, beinanim, which is most people, we wait until Yom Kippur. In other words, we have 30 days of Elul and 10 days of Tishrei until Yom Kippur. Actually, the 30 days of Elul start Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up on the Har Sinai to be Mispalel, the Mem Yom Memachroinim. Today, Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul to us becomes the first day of Elul, which is still the last day of Elul. So you have 30 days of Elul and 10 days of Tishrei. Together, 40 days. And since most people need these 40 days, so we have the Seder Nitzavim, the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. The Seder Nitzavim, you will look in your Chumash and look at the end of the Seder where it says how many psukim are in the Seder. You will find 40 psukim. These 40 psukim are connected to 40 days. But there are tzaddikim, they're the miyut, that don't need these 40 days. 30 days is enough. And on Rosh Hashanah, they already have their ksiva v'chasima v'tayyah. 30 days. So right after Nitzavim, and most of the times it's really one sedra, we read Vayelech. In Vayelech, there are 30 psukim. But some people need till Shmini Atzeres. From Rosh Chodesh Elul, the first day of Rosh Chodesh, until Shmini Atzeres, that if you look at the calendar, you're going to see that Shmini Atzeres is 22 days in Tishrei. So we have 52 days. In the Sedra Ha'azinu, there are 52 psukim. And then there is the last period until Zeis Chanukah. How many days are there from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Zeis Chanukah? That's a little problematic because every Chodesh is constant. It has either 29 days or 30 days. But there are two Chadashim which aren't constant, and that's Cheshvan and Kislev. So, since we don't know how many days to assign to these two Chadashim, we're going to use the norm, the average. The Gemara says, Stam Chodesh Shloshim Yom. Stam Yerach Shloshim Yom. So we're going to assign 30 days to these two Chodashim. So now we can count. We have the 30 days of Elul, the 30 days of Tishrei, the 30 days of Cheshvan, which is 90, 24 days in Kislev, And then on the 25th day starts Chanukah. 8 days of Chanukah. Together, 30, 30, 30, 24 and 8 is 122. So in other words, there is a long period. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is very patient with us. We have 122 days to do tshuva. Not mamish to do tshuva, we have to do tshuva and really finish off by Yom Kippur. But to perfect our tshuva, to polish up on the tshuva. And the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will wait with his chesima if he sees that you are intent on polishing up. 122 days. The last day of Chanukah is a concentrate of all these 122 days. So we can, that means you have, that's it. You can rerun all these 122 days again and do tshuva on Chanukah. So we'll make a concentrate of these three sederes. The Tzavim has 40. Vayelech has 30. Hazino has 52. Together is 122. So all these four periods are merumas in the psukim of the sedra in the period of tshuva. Somebody brought to my attention that in Parshas Kisavei there is also 122 psukim. So in other words, Kisavei is 122 psukim from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Zayis Chanukah, and Nitzav Vayelech and Azinu have 122 psukim. So the question arises, why this duplication? If we already have 122 days in Kisavei, why are there also appearing 122 psukim in a Tzavim Vayelech and Hazinu? Why a duplication? Now, it would seem very probable that there's a big chiluk between the 122 psukim of Nitzavim Vayelech and Hazinu and those 122 psukim of Kisavei. As I mentioned before, on the Sadra Kisavei, the Gemara says, Tichle Shana Vekila Leisera. Kisavei is a Sedra of Klolos. I would say that Parshas Kisavei does not deal with the incoming year and its 122 days of the possibility of tshuva. I would say that Kisavei is referring to the outgoing year, to last year, to last Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh Hashanah of Tavshin Samar Dalet. Remember last year? You had 122 days to do tshuva. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam granted you 122 days in a loving, benevolent manner. Please, my child, do tshuva. Determine your future. Are you going to have a year of fortune? Or chas v'shalom, a year of misfortune? Last year, you had 122 days to do tshuva. And Parshas Kisavei points an indicting finger on you. Look at Kisavei. The year of Tichle Shana V'Kela Leiseha. Look at last year. Did you utilize last year's tshuva period? The 122 days of Tavshin Samar Dalet. Did you utilize them? What transpired last year? Why did we have the Klolos of Parshas Kisavei? Why Tichle Shana V'Kela Leiseha? What happened in Tavshin Samar Dalet? Rabbi Naseinu Rabbi, so many Jewish lives were plucked away by the cruel, sadistic Yishma'elim. There were so many tribulations in Tavshin Samach Dalet. So many innocent children, babies, were victims of the Klippa of Yishmael. So many Gedolei Yisrael passed away to the Gan Eden, and we were left abandoned and forlorn. We're Yisaimim without these Gedolei Yisrael who guided us, who were mechazek us. There were so many illnesses. There were so many tragedies. In this past year, there was a big turning point in Eretz Yisrael. The yeshivas are struggling for their existence. Their economic plight is a disaster. There is, in Eretz Yisrael, there is poverty. There is hunger. There is despair. In this past year of Tavshin Samach Dalet, we saw a steep rise in anti-Semitism, of Sinas Yisrael, the Goyim hate us, and they express it very loudly. Anti-Semitism is on a rampage. More than that, the entire world is panicking. Terrorism threatens all. The threat of Yishmael, never in history yet did this pasuk come out with all its acuteness, describing Yishmael, for who ye a pera adam, yaday bakayel, for yad kayel abay. He is a menace to the entire world. The threat of Yishmael, these and more, are the 122 psukim of last year's Parshas Kisavi. The end of the year. You had 122 years to do tshuva last year. It was a gift of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. You tossed that gift away. It went down the drain. And you see what happened? You see what kind of a year we had? Parshas Kisavi is the story of Shana V'Kila Leisa. 122 days were wasted last year. And the year Tavshin Samach Dalet, with all that transpired in it, is the result of that waste. By contrast, in a more cheerful note, Nitzavim v'yayelech and Hazinu are introducing the new year, the incoming year. It's a new 122 psukim. Never mind the last year's 122 psukim of Kisavi. Find hope in the new 122 psukim of Parshas Nitzavim v'yayelech and Hazinu, the psukim of promise, their psukim of hope. They're arousing you to tshuva. It's the promise of Tachel Shana u'Birchei Seha, a new year with brachas. Learn from last year's mistake. Don't repeat the mistake again. Utilize these periods of tshuva. Do tshuva to the utmost. Give out, Rosh Hashanah is coming. Yom Kippur is coming. There's going to be a ksiva and a chasima. And the Rabbeinu Shel Olam would like to have perfection. If you are going to do tshuva in these two periods, from Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, but there's something lacking yet, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam B'Lo'ev Chasdei will wait until Shemini Atzeres. And if necessary, he will even wait until Zeis Chanukah, but utilize the period. Nemtzich to Avodas Hashem, to Torah, to Tefillah, to Midas Tovos, to every behavior which is befitting a Yid, who was Mekabel Olam Malchus Shemayim, who screamed Hamelech on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The threat of Pera Adam, Yadei Bakar V'yad Kai Obay, is indeed a serious one. Why is it that in our times, this threat of Yishmael is more acute, is more serious than any other time since that pasuk was written in the Torah? It has to be that way. Because as the Gedolim yet in the previous generation told us, and they promised us, the Chafetz Chaim and others, that we are already approaching the Zman of Mashiach Tzidkenu. And the Satan doesn't really like the Zman of Mashiach Tzidkenu. Because when Mashiach comes, he's going to be removed from the scene. The Satan will be geschachten by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The Satan will be removed. So therefore, right before Mashiach, the Satan is in full battle attire. He knows that the fall of Yishmael is his demise. When Yishmael falls, that's when the Satan falls. The Satan knows that. So, when Yishmael falls, the galus will end. The galus, the end of the galus, is determined by the fall of Yishmael. The Baal HaTurim tells us that at the end of Parshas Chayisara. Chayisara ends with Yishmael, Al Pnei Kal Echav Nafal. And the next pasuk, the first pasuk in Parshas Toldos, is V'yeda Toldos Yitzchak ben Avraham. So the Baal HaTurim says that when Yishmael will fall, and Yishmael will fall, he will fall right before Mashiach. He will fall without warning. When he is on his prime, when Yishmael will fall, Al Pnei Kalachav Nafal, then Yehuda told us Yitzchak ben Avraham. So Mashiach Tzidkenu, who comes from Yitzchak ben Avraham, will arrive. The fall of Yishmael ushers in the Geula Shleima. And in last week's Sedra, the Sedra before Rosh Hashanah, the Sedra that we hope we will hear the Shofar of Mashiach, the last pasuk in the Sedra of Vayelech is Ki Yadati Achrei Moisi, and you're going to do a veilus, Moshe Rabbeinu prophesizes, V'karos eschem ha-ra'a b'yachris ha-yamim. You're going to be confronted with the ra'a, with the trouble of achris ha-yamim, of the last lap of the galus, the last moments before Mashiach. So Baal HaTurim brings down four psukim that are related to each other. There are four psukim in Tanakh which have the word v'karos in it. The first pasuk that the Baal Torah brings down is V'karas Eschem Ara'a B'yachris Hayamim. And Achris Hayamim, right before Mashiach comes, at the very bottom of the days, you're going to be confronted with this Ra'a. That's the first V'karas. When would it be? A second V'karas. V'karas as Shema Yishmael. Yishmael. And he's called Yishmael because, as the Medrash says, the Rabbi Yishraelim will listen to our tefillos when we complain and we weep about the tzaras that Yishmael is doing us. Yishmael, Yishmael, the Yanam, the Rabbi Yishraelim will listen to our tefillos that we utter because of our suffering of Yishmael. And then the third Vikaras, when it will be Vikaras Hayamim, Vikaras Hashemara'a, and Vikaras Hashemai Yishmael, then Vikaras Hashemai Emanuel. You should know that Imanu Kayo, the Rabbani Shalom, is with you. And you know what's going to happen? Vikaras Yeshua Chai Messiah. The walls of Yerushalayim will be built up. Tivna Chai Meis Yerushalayim. On Rosh Hashanah, if you have your fingers do the working on the pages of the Machzor, you're going to see that practically the entire tefillah of Shemoneh Esrei and the other tefillahs we're beseeching the Rabbeinu Shloimeh to send us Mashiach. That's a theme of Rosh Hashanah, to be mispavel for Mashiach, for bias on Mashiach, for Binyan Yerushalayim. And we ask, Rabbeinu Shloimeh, give us Simcha Le'atzecha, V'sasan Le'yerecha, V'arich Asneya Levan Yishai Mashiachecha. B'mehera b'yameinu. Let Mashiach come. Rosh Hashanah is a very serious day. The entire Geirul of the entire year is in Rosh Hashanah. And on Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, we learn about Bias HaMashiach. We start off, V'Hashem Pakat Sara Kasher Amar. Sarah was an Akara, and she wasn't able to bear children. And there was Pkidas Akara. Sarah had a ness, and she was able to bear children. And we learn about the first Pkidas Akara in the Torah. There are seven Akaras, Chazal tells us. Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. And the mother of Shmuel, Hannah, and the Shunammis, and the mother of Shimshon. We have six Akaras. And the seventh Akara is Ima Tziyan, Mother Tziyan. Tziyan on Yerushalayim. She's the seventh Akara. And the Navi is Menachem, he consoles us, Rani Akara Lo Yalada. Sing Akara. You're going to be helped. You're going to bear children. Your children are going to come back to Yerushalayim. And we ask in the Maftir, let the Akara Tziyan rejoice. And we make a bracha on that tefillah. Bracha to Hashem, Misameyach Tziyan Bevanecha. Be Misameyach Tziyan, the Akara. Let her children come back to her. There are seven Akaras. On Rosh Hashanah, the first pasuk of the Kriya tells us about Sarah, who was healed from being an Akara. But that's only one pasuk. But we have the whole Kriya. The other part of the Kriya, so it's about Yishmael, is that Sarah said, chase away Yishmael, get him out of here. Let him not be in Eretz Yisrael. Goresh es ha'om ha'azayis ves b'nah. Ki lo yirash ben ha'om ha'azayis im b'nayim Yitzchak. Eretz Yisrael belongs to Yitzchak, not to Yishmael, who occupies now Eretz Yisrael. Yishmael shall be banished from Eretz Yisrael. That's the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah, to save and deliver us from the pachad of Yishmael, the panic of Yishmael. A yid is not supposed to be bipachad. When scuds were tossed on Eretz Yisrael, when yidin were in danger, when those who don't have Bava Naseinu Arab, they don't have adequate emunah, made themselves chambers, closed chambers, to be able to run away there from the gas bombs that they were afraid that Saddam is going to send on them. The Gedolei Yisrael said, don't run away to the chambers. Don't buy the masks. Sit and learn Bahasmada. Davin, you're going to be helped. And that's what happens. Ayid is not supposed to be in Pachad of Yishmael. The whole world is in Pachad. We Yidin don't have any Pachad for Yishmael. Ve'ika, you know that song? Ve'ika shalai lefachet klal. We're supposed to have Pachad from the Rabbeinu Shalaylam. And on Rosh Hashanah we say, Rabbeinu Shalaylam, don't let us be subjected to the Pachad of Yishmael. We want to displace that Pachad with a bigger Pachad, a more sublime Pachad, a greater, a holier Pachad. Uvechein tein pachtach Hashem alekeinu akol masecha. V'yerucha kalamansim. V'yishachu lefnecha kalabruim. V'yayasu kulam aguda echas lasais chetzoincha b'leiv avshalim. B'mheira b'yameinu ami. I wish you all a ksiva v'chasima teiva, a shana teiva u'mesuka, a year of a smada in teira, of a tzalacha in teira, of yigia and simcha in tefila, of good midas, of yiras of a kabbalah sal malchus shemayim, and yiras shemayim, and the Rebbe should help us all with a Shana Tova Mesuka, a Shnaz Geula v'Yeshua, Lanu Achol Yisrael, Amen.